Nation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time, they get better with us. They're all things basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at scottleeheating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
Baseball is back this summer in Ofala, Missouri with the new CarShield Collegiate League at CarShield Field. You don't want to miss out on their promotional nights, including
Friday Night Fireworks, Superhero and Princess Night, and more.
For tickets, visit OfalaHoots.com/schedule. All tickets are $12 and are general admission, a perfect option to get outside without breaking the bank. They're proud to say that baseball is back, and they cannot wait to see you at CarShield Field this summer.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Looking for that perfect course to shave strokes with reasonable rates and impeccable landscaping? Then look no further than Ruth Park Golf Course. Easily accessible from I-70, Del Mar, and Olive, and boasting Zoysia fairways and bent grass greens, Ruth Park is the perfect course no matter what your skill level. Perfect for the casual golfer, but built to challenge those working on their game, including their 25-station driving range and target greens to really hone in on your skills. Book your round online now at Ruth Park Golf Course.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time, they get better with us. They're all things basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book. That's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214. Today.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. Not afraid. This rover.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, "Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again."
That was great.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody. If you haven't come up with an excuse to get outside yet, do. Wow, is it nice. I think the rest of the week is going to be pretty nice, and we deserve it. You know, we went through that miserable, humid, hot, whatever. And now's the good stretch. I hope you're able to get out and enjoy it. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and when I realized what the date was this morning, I thought there was something special about this date. I thought, is it somebody's birthday that I should call? But I don't really do that. I don't know anybody's birthdays outside my family, really. And then it hit me in a song. I could hear it in my head. I knew and I remembered that today, the 19th of August, is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I had the date wrong. I know this means nothing to those of you listening because it probably doesn't affect what you hear, but for, I guess, almost 2 weeks now, we've had to suffer.
It does on the app, apparently.
Does it?
Yes, because I've had people tell me that...
What, does it cut the volume in half?
Yeah, it sounds very distant or coming from another studio.
Well, that ends next week because I ordered... What's this thing called? I don't know what it's called.
The BSI Stinger.
Yes, I ordered the BSI Stinger today.
Ooh.
And it'll be delivered Friday morning. So next week, sometime, hopefully... Wow. No more low level of certain noises, no more one ear only for us. And I know that's not a big deal to you guys, but it is to us. It sounds like a big Christmas present or something. So welcome. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And does anybody have anything to say? Oh, come on now.
Wow. We were just kind of being boring for the past 24 hours?
Nothing going on.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, we don't have to close it if we don't open it.
Mm-mm. All right.
So I will... Oh, I know what we can do. See, this is where it becomes very obvious to you, the listeners, that we don't really have a show planned. We never do. This is where you come in. You make a few of you call. We kick some things around. Next thing you know, Dr. Doug takes it from there. We coast. So here are our numbers. If you'd like to chime in about anything, 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Now, I don't know who all it was over the course of the last few months who's mentioned to me that they see a lot of temp tags on cars that are expired. And Tim even said that he has a little game. Who do you play this with?
My family.
Yeah, you play like a temp tag game, and how does that work?
If you see an expired temp tag, you take a photo of it, and you send it out on the thread, and then whoever...
There's no money involved. It's just for fun. And whoever can find the oldest one is essentially the reigning king until he gets knocked off the throne when somebody finds an older one.
Well, I guess I had, they've been in front of me, but I never paid any attention to them. Right. Now that he's mentioned this, all of a sudden today, there's a car in front of me. It's a temp tag. I thought, oh, there's a temp tag right there. Yeah, it expired 4 months ago. So I get it. And I guess there are a lot of them out there. And I also understand that the police, not in a big hurry because of COVID. A lot of people can't. Somebody said to me yesterday they went to get the plates renewed. It's like a 5-hour wait. So they just turned around and left and said, well, I'll try this another day.
Yeah, no kidding. I sat at the DMV for 5 hours.
So I guess they don't, it's not a priority for, I'm not suggesting you let your plates expire, but they're not going to throw you in prison for it. It's not a top priority. The other thing that I wanted to mention is, and we do have calls, and I'll take the calls. I'll tell you what, I'll take the calls, and then I'm going to share with you a documentary I watched last night. It was on the recommendation of one of my sons, and maybe it just came out because I never heard of it. Wow, it was informative, educational, shocking, interesting. It was a lot of things, and it's about a person who I believe had the longest run on Saturday Night Live of anybody. You know, they're usually on 3 seasons or 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on more seasons than anybody. I'll tell you who it was after we take a couple of calls. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. I brace yourself. Sit down. I have exciting news. You are the first caller today to be on our show. How about that? That's exciting, isn't it?
Wow.
It is exciting, and I am AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. I can hear the excitement in your voice. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a heavy heart. I can't believe you guys didn't report on this. I know how important rap music is to you, Frank. Mm-hmm. Even more important than it is to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't let the listeners know that. I don't even know if I can get this out. Busy Gambino was gunned down in Florissant last week.
Oh, no.
Busy Gambino?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what they said his name was. I don't know if I have that right.
You know what?
No,
was
it, no,
was
no,
he just sitting? No. Was this the guy that was sitting on his front porch?
I don't know the circumstances. I just know it was reported on Thursday in the Post-Dispatch. I'm so upset. I don't know what to do. How can this happen in North County? How can this happen?
How can it happen anywhere, Dave? How could anybody take out a rapper?
They don't hurt
anybody.
It means so much to me. I know, and peace, love, I mean, everywhere they go is just the joy. Who could do this?
I don't know. I didn't know this. We're going to have to look into this. What was his name?
I think his stage name was Busy Gambino.
Yeah.
Busy Gambino. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to take a look and... Thanks for bringing the show down, man. Thanks for ruining our show.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so upset about it. I think I'm just going to end it all. I might just go sing the national anthem on the campus of Washington University and just put an end to my existence. I hope you can carry on. Please carry on with the show.
I'm trying to confirm this now. I want to make sure I got this right. Dizzy, like I'm feeling dizzy.
It's B-I-Z-Z-I-E.
Busy. I'm sorry. Busy Gambino.
Yeah,
busy. Busy like you're getting busy with your bitches and your hoes.
So B-U-S-Y.
No,
B-I-Z-Z-I-E.
What was I thinking? It's spelling it the other way. Busy Gambino. Wow.
I just pulled something up, and like the first two lines we can't play on the air.
Here it is, right here.
Don't play it.
I hope I can read this without choking up. Local rap artist Busy Gambino killed in Florissant.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh.
Well, Dave, I know why you felt like you had to call just to get it out of your system, but you've ruined our show. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah. Shouldn't have taken that call. I was in a good mood, too. I'm not kidding. I was about to say what a good mood I'm in.
This is what you get for talking to people.
And now I hear... We've lost another rapper. Let me see if I can get the details. And again, we like to play you some of the music, but as is usually the case, it's so filthy that you can't do it. Oh, there's
he's killed by his brother.
What?
His own brother killed him.
Wow.
Now, the picture that I pulled off of him, he's in
that's what I just got.
Orange, like a jumpsuit. 27, shot to death, yep, allegedly by his brother, who was also a prominent and promising rapper.
Oh, he just didn't want the competition.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's pretty extreme, though, to kill your own brother. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, remember Marvin Gaye, his dad killed him.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned that one song of his, I think we all know, Can't Stand It. You know that one.
Well,
yeah.
Did you? My lead story today in the news was the guy who was on Sweetie Pie's reality show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and he took out a $450,000 life insurance policy on his 18-year-old nephew, yeah, and then conspired with a stripper to meet her in St. Louis, and they shot the kid dead.
Yep.
Wow.
And the feds just charged him with murder today.
And this is a rapper?
No. This is a guy who... Sweetie Pies was owned by an old lady.
Okay. It's a restaurant?
Sweetie Pies, yeah. And there was a reality show about the restaurant,
okay, you know,
on the Oprah Network.
I've heard of that.
And an elderly woman whose name is Robbie Montgomery owned Sweetie Pies and was prominently featured in the series, as was her son, whose name is Tim Norman. Well, he then went and opened up three other Sweetie Pies restaurants, and she sued him for copyright infringement. Mm. And this show lasted 5 years. And then while he moved to L.A., he met some stripper who lived in Memphis, and the feds are charging that they met in St. Louis, shot the kid dead, he paid the stripper $9,000, flew back out to L.A., and a week later tried to file the $450,000 life insurance policy on his own family member, his own 18-year-old nephew.
Way to go, Mr. Obvious. Wow. I mean, that couldn't be.
Who takes out a $450,000 life insurance policy on a 16-year-old?
But yeah. Didn't it take them like...
And then 2 years later, you know, shoots him dead.
Yeah, wow. Wasn't it like a couple of years?
This shooting occurred 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, all these new federal agents, you know, the government has sent these 50 agents to St. Louis to combat violent crime. It's Operation Legend, yeah. And this is part of that, where they're scooping people up and solving stuff that happened a while back.
Wow.
Well, there it is, folks.
It's unbelievable. Too bad the reality show still isn't going on, because that'd make for a hell of an episode.
You bet. Well, there you have it. Whatever his name is. Is gone. I can't bring myself to say it. Back to the phones we go, hopefully for some happier news than losing another. Would you, Dan, did you try to pull up some of his music and it's not even arable?
Yes, I did.
I tried, and we'll get back to the phone. I tried this morning the same thing, because here's a story that Cardi B, now I've heard that name, female rapper. I think.
Yeah.
And Megan Thee Stallion, T-H-E-E. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Megan Thee Stallion have announced that they're celebrating women's empowerment. I'd like to stop there and ask if there's anybody else who's kind of tired after all these years of hearing about how women need to be more empowered. How much empowerment do you need? And they're promoting the new single, which is, wait, hear this, WAP. That's their single. You know what it means, Delimey?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do.
What does it mean?
It means wet ass P word.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin?
Really?
This is the filthiest song I've ever heard.
Pumpkin.
I was going to have Limey play it. You can't get three words into it. It is the filthiest song ever. And that's saying a lot when you're talking about rap
music.
So they're going to give away $1 million through Twitter and Cash App, and I don't even begin to understand how this works. It says now through September 20th. August 20th, which is tomorrow. Women who tweet with hashtag WAP party, which means again wet ass P word party, and their hashtag will have a chance to get a portion of the $1 million through Cash App to celebrate and honor the inspirational conversation that's been happening in response to the song. Meg and Cardi, Meg again is Meg Thee Stallion, will be giving back to women in a big way starting today. Well, good for those two, huh?
Yeah. Way to go.
Good for them.
They're going to give 2,000 women $500 each. That's how they're giving $1 million away.
Yeah. That's what I see there. So good luck, everybody, because I know a lot of our listeners will be participating.
I just clicked on the rules and the WAP party giveaway rules. about a half hour read.
Yeah. I want you, when no downtime during a break, Tim, I want you to just pull up YouTube, just put in there, Megan Thee Stallion, T-E-E, and you'll see the WAP song. Wait, you hear this.
Okay. Wow. I just listened to a little bit of it.
when I slap your nose like
a credit card.
When I tried to go to college, and I did a couple of years over in Belleville at the Belleville Area College, it was a joke. I joined this fraternity. I don't know why. And one of the assignments, if you're a pledge, that they gave us was all the pledges was to go home and write the filthiest poem you can possibly write and make it as filthy as you can. And then I don't remember the winner got a pizza. So I don't know.
So I just pulled up the lyrics to this song, and I got to admit, I don't think I've ever heard a song in which the first four words of the song are "whores in this house."
Yeah.
And then the next three lines, "there's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house."
Yeah. That's the mild part.
That's the intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 feet, Dr. Dog, 6 feet!
This is actually
your beard on my arm, for God's sake.
Yeah, come on, Dan, I'm supposed to be here now. So this is actually a pretty interesting story, because I've told you before, I grew up in an extremely strict house. There was never a curse word. My parents never said, what?
I said the world has changed.
Well, the world changed, but not my house.
Right.
They didn't change. Not damn, not hell, not nothing. Not a curse word, not a drop of alcohol. So I have the assignment to go home and write the filthiest poem that I could write. And I did. And it was...
Huh? Who gave you this?
The fraternity.
Oh.
I was a pledge.
Okay, got
so, it. And it was really dirty and pretty well done. And it had every filthy, C word for women. It's coming from me, from a kid who never... So, this is... Try to imagine how I felt when this thing happened that I'm about to tell you. My dad walked up to me and held it up. It was on the dresser in my bedroom.
Uh-oh.
He held it up and said, "Did you write this?"
What did you tell him?
I said, "Nope." Yeah. I said, "No." I said, "Yes, sir, I did." And now I'm waiting for I don't know what. I don't I expected something
like a smack or anything.
You'll never drive a car till you're 21. Whatever. Yeah. And he looked at me and he said, "You better be glad your mother didn't find this." And that's all he said. And he handed it to me.
And
I felt so horrible because I now know that my dad knows that I know those words. Whether I use them or not, I wrote them down, and I've never forgotten that. And I've also never forgotten the fact that I think he was so stunned he just didn't know what to do.
Probably.
And it was...
You should have taken the advice of one Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Who on Live on the Sunset Strip, I believe, coined the phrase, "Boy, I don't care if they catch you running down the steps of the church with the steeple in your back pocket. Deny, deny, deny."
Hey, that's not a bad Richard Pryor. No, you'd have to understand how I was raised. You don't lie, you don't curse, you don't drink, and when you do write something filthy,
you better
own up to it.
You don't drink,
and
don't
I mean,
drink.
It had stuff in there. It had gay lyrics. It had C-word for women lyrics. Think of all the nastiest stuff.
Wrote?
And Dan, after Frank read the poem to his frat brothers, he had to get on his hands and knees and say, "Thank you, sir, may I have another? Thank you, sir, may I have another?"
And then he put on Cardi B, and she said,
"Well,
that's role play. I wear the spies.
Hey,
I want you to pop that big man.
Yeah,
that was it.
Okay, thank you.
No,
don't scare me like that.
Be careful. A nice beat to it. I want to hear more.
Be careful.
You can't really hear anymore.
When I listened to this Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, that's the first thing I thought of was that filthy thing I wrote when I was like 19.
You still have it?
Oh no. Oh, no.
Could you rewrite it?
No.
I think you should frame it and put it over the fireplace.
No, I burned it. I burned it. Because I never wanted anybody to ever see it again.
We could have auctioned that off at the Window World thing Friday night. You signing it?
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, the silent
popular
auction.
Popular on the social media.
Hey, look who's here, Dr. Doug.
Hey.
Frank Sarcola.
I would ask my parents to spell check for me.
What?
What?
He would the article you wrote.
It wasn't an article. It was just a poem.
A poem. It's just like, you can spell check for
it.
Me.
It was actually really well done. It was things like, you know, I unhooked the buckle from my overalls, pulled it down, and told him to lick my.
Oh, no! And they just went,
It was.
That was some Tennessee rap.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of a word that rhymes with the P word. I can't come up with one.
I don't think there
wussy,
is.
Wussy, I guess.
Wussy. Yeah. Okay. Which is actually an alternative for that. These people have been holding way too long. George, I'm sorry. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. How are you?
Let me check. Doing well.
You're
thank
doing
you.
Well.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Right on. AM and the PM.
Thank you, George. How are you? Healthy? Feel good?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to give you a call, and I was talking to Dan, and by April, I'll be able to quit my chemo, and I should be clearing through.
How long have you been doing that chemotherapy, George?
I've been doing that since September 27th of 17.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's a long time. Well, that'll be a great day when you have to do that anymore. Good for you.
Yeah.
You know what helped you beat that? You know what helped you? This show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I totally agree, man.
Mindset.
I've turned you on to all of my neighbors. We all get together, especially at 5 o'clock to hear the joke, and we all get a big damn kick out of it. But everybody listens.
Thank you.
Now from 3 to 6.
Thank you for converting those people. What can we do for you today?
Well, I had a question today, or a statement I wanted to bring to you. I walked into a gas station. I won't say, it's in Chesterfield Valley.
Okay.
And I had to go to the bathroom pretty bad, so I pulled in, had the mask on, blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Right.
And I walk into the bathroom, and there's a guy there that works there, and he's wiping down the toilets and blah, 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 and so I was like, all right, man. And he goes, just give me a second. So he wipes down, you know, the two stalls. And I was like, am I good to use it? And he goes, oh, yeah. And while I'm walking to the stall, he comes out of the second stall and goes directly to the sink. Uses the same rag that he just wiped the toilet seat, the bowl down. I opened up the door and I was like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just cleaning up in here. And I was like, no, you're not cleaning up here. You're destroying this place. I said, you just wiped that ass gasket where my ass was going to sit. And then you went to the sink and started wiping the handles. I'm like, he goes, oh, good call.
Good call.
And good call.
I'm like,
he was testing.
Basically saying, yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't use it either. I mean, yeah, that.
I turned around and walked right out. I was like, you got to be kidding me, you know?
Oh.
But yeah, that was pretty disgusting.
Well, I saw it on one of these Dateline type things, and I can't get it out of my head, and I'll tell you what it was, and it'll disturb everybody after we finish here. Was there anything else, George?
Yes. I was going to ask Dan if he's going to do another live Uranus band session.
Yeah, we had talked about it. We're actually playing in Labadie, Missouri this weekend on Saturday evening. But
is that at the Hawthorne?
No, not at the Hawthorne. I think it's across the street. There's a distillery, and they have a big thing in the back.
Well, so it's one or the other, because I think there are only two places in Labadie.
Yeah, it's a whiskey distillery or something, and it's in the back, and so it's going to be outside. And we plan on doing another Facebook Live, but we're not sure exactly when.
Hey, I got a question. Is Dr. Doug there?
Yeah, let me check. Dr. Doug, are you here?
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I was just curious. How are your sons doing, the Pernikoff Brothers band?
You know, their band was hit terribly, their company, by the COVID, because their function is to work with bands and also sports teams.
But I don't think he knows that. He knows them, that they have a band. What you're talking about you're talking is about their real business.
I'm sorry.
And if you want quickly, you can explain what that is.
Okay. So they develop software that brings bands to fans and fans to bands, and also they're doing the same thing with sports groups like the Blues and stuff. And they were right. You know what Coachella is?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coachella's huge.
Well, they got the big contract to manage Coachella.
And then it gets canceled.
It gets canceled. Well, they had the paperwork. No. They had the paperwork. No one signed it because of the timing. So now they're just, you know, trying to be creative and find a way to survive. And their music's good. They just haven't been able to play anything publicly.
Oh, yeah. They're great. I listen to them all the time. So.
Oh, thanks.
All right, Jordan.
Frank, good luck to you guys, AM into PM.
Why did you say good luck? Do you know something? Something bad?
I just wish everybody good luck.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Nothing wrong with that.
And, hey, Limey, just so you know, man, take all the pictures you can right now since the little man's up and walking, because you got a bunch of more pictures to take. I don't think anyone has to tell
any parent to take pictures.
Right.
all of us take way too many pictures every day. But George, thank you. Congratulations on kicking the butt of cancer. That's a big deal.
It is.
So good for you.
I appreciate it, Frank.
All right, George. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. Let's talk to, who's next here? Jim? Yeah. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. AM in the PM.
Anytime. What's up?
Two things real quick. I do local deliveries for a company. So as Tim would say about the Temp Tag game, 2 weeks ago, I'll say what it was. It was a Kia Soul. Date 11/24/18.
Oh my good temp tag that expired.
Wow,
that's pushing. 2.5 years ago. Man. Over almost 3 years.
Yeah, 11/24/18. Frank, like I say, I deliver locally around town for different places, and I see them over a year old all the time. I said something to somebody one time, and they said to me they don't get stopped a lot of times because, quote, it could be racial profiling.
Oh, my goodness.
Never said another word. That's what I was told, Frank. So leave it at that. And the other thing I was going to say real quick, if you really want to get a really hoot about something and that will scare you, has anybody seen the piece with AOC explain on her way on how to save the post office?
No.
Well, Frank, she wants us to all to get pen pals again and start sending letters instead of basically doing email.
Well, you have to watch it. Yeah, that'll catch on.
Yeah, that'll catch on. That's her way of saving the post office. Again, enjoy the program. Thanks for taking my call. But it is amazing to see how old some of these stem tags are. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. She's got the solution. AOC, everybody start writing letters again. That'll work. Nobody's going to do that. Let's go to Brian. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How you doing?
Hey, AM and the PM. Thank you.
It's our Brian. Hey, Brian. It's like we call Bob. This is Bob with 1-0. It's our Brian. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, and that George caller, he's always a nice guy, but he sounds like the guy that did the commercials that will keep the light on for you, the motel.
Tom Bodet.
See, I don't hear that. I don't hear that.
Anyway, I wish him well. All right. So another quick thing. I see a lot of pickup trucks that they don't have any plates on the back, and they also don't have plates in their rear window. I mean, I see that on so many pickup trucks. So does anybody know what is the law about license plates on, like, you know, F-150, Silverados? It just seems like there's no license plate.
Well, it's against the law, but it's not, you know, felony. You're not going to go to prison for it. I mean, no plates at all. I don't know how you avoid getting stopped.
Do they still have separate plates for trucks?
Yes.
Because they used to have.
I believe they do. I believe they do.
Yeah, so they don't really seem to be putting them in. And my last question, which is unrelated to anything. So the commercials, Frank, that we're all fascinated with, when people have that disclaimer at the end where they speed up the disclaimer, like,
you know, not available in the law, it's a lawyer with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So do they hire a guy that can really talk quickly, or can they just digitally speed up?
There is, and I'm not kidding about this, there is a couple of companies that make software that you just load the disclaimer in it, and it speeds it up at whatever percentage you want to. And I used to know a guy whose brother worked for a company that developed it, and they cleaned up selling this to primarily, you know, radio stations, TV stations. At the other person, yeah, there's software that does that. Because if you, if you, because if you just sped it up, it would get higher. Like, this keeps the same tone and sounds exactly like the person's talking faster without even at that thing. So, yeah, there's software for that.
Thank you. So if you just slow it down, it basically would say, look, everything I just said is probably not true. That's exactly what it would say.
Well, it would say everything I just said is because I have to say it, and none of it matters to you anyway. That's what they should say. But well,
thanks for taking the call.
All right, Brian.
I always wondered.
Anytime. And now it's a Brian twin spin. We have two Brians back to back. Brian number two, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. Amen to PM.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. First time caller. Well, let's welcome him. Oh, a big welcome. Nice. All right. Don't make it the last. What do you got?
Okay. That guy was talking about the plates on the front of a truck. Well, 3/4 ton and over, trucks don't have to have plates on the rear.
I didn't know that. I never knew that.
Yeah, somebody else just called it and said that, and I said Brian was on to explain.
So they don't
that.
They don't have to have a rear plate anywhere, window, bumper, nowhere?
No, sir.
Wow, I never knew this.
Okay. No, they just have to have one.
All right, hang on, our head of research.
Well, oh, no, I misheard him then, sir. Say what was the last sentence you said?
They just have to have one plate.
Yeah. There are exceptions in Missouri for vehicles that just have one plate. If they have a historic year of manufacture, motorcycles. And commercial vehicles, 18,000 pounds and above.
Wow. So it can be in the front?
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Wow.
Maybe it's because, you know, most of those trucks usually tow something.
Yeah, they have a trailer on the back.
So it's more important to have the plate on whatever you're towing. That's the only thing I could think of. I've never, so you know what? I learned something today. I didn't know that. All right, Brian. Don't be a stranger. I'm glad you called. Welcome. Now you lost your virginity, and now you can call again, and it'll be piece of cake. All right.
I guess Brian is gone.
I guess Brian just left. Maybe he didn't like the experience and wanted to end it.
Frank, can I ask you a question? It's relevant.
Yes, and now with a question, Dr. Doug. Yeah.
So have you ever heard of anyone getting a ticket for tinted glass on their front windows?
I have, yes.
Well, now you know number two.
You get one?
Oh, I got one.
Whoa, you got a ticket. It's rare.
But
usually they warn you. But you must have had a really dark tent.
He measured it with one of those devices.
Oh,
well, you got.
Well, you know what?
It was 1%.
It was your unlucky day because most officers don't have that gun that reads the tinting. The Highway Patrol usually does. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So, well, how much?
$75. But I have to spend money to get it removed too. So
do you know what number tent you had on there?
1%. It was that dark.
What? And one here, folks.
It's backwards.
No. The lower the number, the darker the window. A 35 is not as dark as a 20, and a 5 is really dark. A 1 is blacked out.
Right. I can't see at night. I mean, I just can't see. It's so dark.
Where was the window?
Where was the window?
It wasn't in the back because
No, it's only the front windows. I was shocked.
The side windows, you
mean? Well, I'm not shocked.
The side windows.
Yeah, right? My side.
1% is pretty much just blacked out.
I'm going to look this up because I've tinted about 12 vehicles in my life as a PI. Hear me out.
No.
When I go to my tint guy, I say, what's the law? And he says, it's 35% on the sides.
Right.
And you can have 100% in the back.
Right.
He calls it 100%, not one.
Well, he calls it 100%.
He calls it limo tint.
Right. But it's actually zero. It's black. It's just black.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the higher the number, the lighter the tinting.
And I saw the monitor he put on.
Because I've been pulled over for 20 when it should have been 35. And the cop said to me, he goes, that's not 35. It's more like 20. And I said, well, actually, it is 20. He goes, well, that's illegal. He says, and you're very lucky because I don't have the measuring gun, so I can't write you up. He said, but you are going to get stopped by somebody who does, and you need to get that removed. And I said, thank you, officer, and I never got it removed.
And he probably, the one that pulled over Dr. Doug, probably just gave him a ticket because it's just completely blacked out.
Yeah, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Well, there is more to the story.
Wow.
he stopped me for going 80.
Oh,
in a what?
It gets better.
And then he said,
80 in a what?
I said, look, I'm going.
Hold on, in a what speed limit?
Oh, in it was a highway 55 going to Festus. I don't know what that is.
Well, it wasn't 70. It must have been 60 or 65. 60.
So anyway, so I said, well, anyway. I'm a veterinarian and I'm going down.
No,
you should
have just said I'm a vet. See?
Oh, really?
Like you serve.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And you're not lying. You are a vet.
Yeah, I am a vet. And he said, well, heck, we just adopted a dog the other day. He says, you're a good fellow. I'm not going to give you a ticket for that, but I am going to give you a ticket for this.
That's rare. Getting a ticket for tinted windows is very rare.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard.
And it took me a long time to understand the number thing, and my sons kind of helped me figure it out.
No, you got it right.
And they just said, look, lower the number, darker the tint. Exactly. And what a lot of people don't realize is that it's not just truck. In your car, you can black the window out. You don't even have to have a rear window in the back.
Right.
The back of a vehicle, you can tint as dark as you want, or you can take black paint and just black it out. You got to have the mirrors on the sides and the mirror in the up above your that dashboard, but you don't have to be able to see out the back of the car with a window. Because think about it, you don't really look through that window unless you're using that mirror above the dash, and you can see behind you with the outside mirrors better.
Right.
So yeah, lower than and there are places that won't. They won't do the tinting if you ask for 20 of those. Well, I'm not going to do that because it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Now, most places will.
Yeah, they'd rather make the
they
money.
They go, well, yeah, it's on you. We'll do it. But they'll tell you, we'll do it. But, you know, you're taking the chance.
Yeah. I had no idea. I was so naive.
Holy, I've never known anybody that. Here's another thing you can't do. But one of my sons, and if he's listening, how you doing, Adam? He used to tint the windshield. Now,
whoa.
That's a no-no.
The windshield?
It looks cool. It looks like Knight Rider.
Right.
But at night, and they were
does it cut down on the glare?
Tinted. Well, sure it does. But it doesn't matter. You can't tint the windshield. Yeah, it's illegal. You can only go with factory tinting.
Yeah.
So
how could you see on the street with no lights out that window, even if you had your lights on?
Out the windshield?
That'd be tall.
Well, it was barely tinted. It was like a 70. I mean, it wasn't. But still, you can't do that. And I got a couple of cars that are so dark at night, I drop the left or right window to look left and right.
That's
or if I'm backing in the garage, I drop the look because I can't see at night through the mirror.
Right.
Because they're too dark.
Yeah. Scary,
so,
actually.
Well,
anyway.
Just wrong place at the wrong time because I think you're the first guy that I've known that actually got a ticket for tinting. So congratulations, man.
There we go.
Remember I told you that I'm a vet.
I'm a vet. Okay. That's a good
and
idea.
And they'll just assume that you serve.
Or maybe don't do 80.
Maybe don't do 80 with completely black windows.
Yeah.
There you go. Who's up? I gotta take a break. Let me take a break here. Oh, speaking of cars, complete auto body. You may not need them today, but here's the deal. You will need them, and you don't have to have an accident to need them. And you say, well, I thought there was a body shop. Well, it is a body shop. It's also they do service, regular service, like oil change type service. They have three locations. They're in St. Peter's, Hazelwood, and Delwood. And I got an incredible email from Kevin, who works at Complete Auto Body. And this is a very, I'm not going to read it, but it is a highly unusual email. And essentially what he did was he sent me the entire story of a customer who came in and they messed something up. It wasn't a big deal, but it wasn't perfect. And he sends me an email. He wants to know, make sure that I know they made everything right. Because I think he's assuming this person was a listener. They would write me and go, well, I went to Complete Auto Body and had the oil changed and they forgot a quart or whatever it was. So to head off that email, he writes me and in chronological order tells me everything about this car and how in the end the customer couldn't have been happier. And I just thought, you know what, I appreciated that because essentially what he's doing is saying we're not perfect and occasionally something gets sideways, but if it does, we will make it right. And there are lots of businesses that never want to discuss or even talk about making a mistake. I got news for you. I don't know of any business, any store, any dealership, any business that doesn't on occasion mess up. You know, maybe somebody that works there had a really bad day. Maybe it was their first day back. They had death in the family. They forgot to dot an I or whatever. I just thought, if anything ever showed me that a business is concerned about perfection, it's an email about some little something that wasn't quite right, and they wanted me to know, and they made it right. I like that. You're going to like Complete Auto Body. Whether you go there for collision repair or you go to have your vehicle serviced, and keep one thing in mind. Even though they service an average, now this is just service, oil change, brakes, stuff like 500 vehicles a day. They have room for you. They have a space for you. They will get you in, get you out, and it will be done right. Whether it's a simple oil change or it's $18,000 worth of body work. You're not happy, you let me know. I don't expect to hear from many of you who aren't happy. I've heard from a lot of you who are, and thank you for that. And thank you for letting them know your AM and the PM. They're a relatively new advertiser, and we want them to be happy for a long, long time. So you get in an accident, and keep this in mind, too, and we tell you this all the time. You get to say, you get to make the call where that vehicle goes if it's in an accident. Not somebody else, not an insurance company, certainly not the other person's insurance company. You say, I want this to go to Complete Auto Body because I want it done right. On the way here today, I saw a car. I was at a four-way stop, and the car crossed in front of me. It was so obvious that the front right door didn't match the back door. It was the wrong shade. And I just thought, well, there's a car that wasn't repaired at Complete Auto Body. They would never have let that car off the lot. Keep that in mind. Complete Auto Body, the website's easy. It's, again, St. Peter's, Delwood, Hazelwood, CompleteAB.com. Let me talk quickly to Rory. That's a good name. You'll hear that every day. Rory, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you guys are up against the break, so. The game that you guys played, the name game yesterday.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but I used to play it in high school as a drinking game, so I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
But one thing you can do is, if you're going clockwise, and then you do a double name like Sammy Sosa or Zig Ziglar or Marilyn Monroe, then it reverses back to the person it just came from.
Oh.
You ever heard of it like that?
Okay,
way?
So. Help me out with this again.
Okay, so hang on a second.
Double letter. Like I said, Sammy Sosa yesterday, instead of going to you, it go back to Bill. Like instead of continuously going around in a circle this way, if somebody does a double first,
so then Bill has to do an SS?
Then we would start going the other way around until somebody does it again.
So he also has to do S&S?
No, he just has to come up with an S.
It just goes back to him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. He just has S and then
Bill's Sam Elliott or
sir,
something.
Bill's rule book is already like 30 pages thick. You know, I mean, you're going to fry his brain if you start doing stuff like that.
And Rory, I'm too stupid to actually follow what you just said. They'll explain it to me when we're off the air because I'm not too smart when it comes to that stuff. But thank you. We'll mention that to Bill. See if he's ever heard.
All right.
Of it. Was there anything else?
No, it's a fun game.
Okay. You know that you have the first name of the only actor in my entire childhood that I ever saw my mother get excited over, because she was very religious and she would never indicate that, ooh, she thought some guy was hot. But she couldn't help herself when it came to a guy named Rory Calhoun.
He
starred in a TV series called The Texan. And I'm telling you, when he came on, I never saw my mother act like that. She just almost melted when she saw this guy.
Well, so, I only get either Rory Calhoun or Rory Gallagher from people older than me. Now it's Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who's Rory Gallagher?
Rory Gallagher is an artist. He's awesome.
Okay. Good for you, man. You got a good name.
Thank you.
All right. Call anytime. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
There goes Rory. Rory Calhoun.
There's Roy Gallagher right here. He is great. Really good.
He's a singer?
Yes. From the 70s. It's Bridge of Sighs.
He's got a good voice.
Well, I'd have to go up. I just started the song at the beginning.
Well, that's good job, Dan. Thank you. Didn't even get to hear the guy sing. Thank you. That was great. Way to go. Only Dan. I got a little business to catch up on. We're going to check in with John. Thank you, Dan. take that away from him. Take his equipment away. I'm telling you, it's like a little kid. If you do that again,
it's YouTube. I can't take that away from him.
Well, it's like the computer away. If you do it again, like a little kid, we'll take that away from you. You can't play for 2 weeks. Wow. So, Dr. Doug is here. If you have a pet, let me give the numbers real quickly. We come out of the news, get some business done. You have a pet. Here are the numbers you need. If you have a question, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Thank you for being with us. Stay where you are. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts, White House Press Secretary.